When Hollywood's most glamorous actors and actresses gather for Sunday's Academy Awards, attention will be focused on clothes and speeches. Few will think much about the training and skills it took to get them to the podium, that is, acting. In the first of a three-part series, NPR's Lynn Neary explores the art of acting and the evolution of the style of acting so common in today's film.
Laura Linney is an actress who brings both believability and warmth to a role, but she can find the sharp edges in a character as well. Nominated in 2000 for Best Actress for her role in You Can Count on Me, Linney is up for an Oscar again, this time for Supporting Actress for her role in Kinsey.
When I took your history, didn't you admit to having sexual feelings for other men? I'm sorry. But what keeps you from acting on your feelings? Convention.
No, it's our marriage. It's our children.
Exactly. Social restraints.
Did you ever stop to think that perhaps those restraints are there to keep people from hurting each other?
All actors, says Linney, whether they even know it or not, owe a debt to Konstantin Stanislavski, the businessman-turned-actor who revolutionized the art of acting. Stanislavski set out to create what he called a believable truth on stage. That ideal of truthfulness, says Linney, is Stanislavski's greatest legacy. It is, she says, what acting is all about.
I think it's also just about freedom. The freedom to be truthful. Getting your body to a place where it really can relax. Getting you to be able to learn how to listen in a way that you will actually receive and then respond correctly. It really boils down to the simple, simple, simple stuff that is profoundly hard to do in an unnatural environment. So it's about learning how to breathe when you are surrounded by a crew on a set or an audience of 500 in a theater.
It was in 1898 that Konstantin Stanislavski helped found the Moscow Art Theater. Reacting against the flamboyant and mannered acting that prevailed at the time, Stanislavski developed a new kind of realism based on a more internal, psychological approach to acting. Foster Hirsch, author of A Method to Their Madness, says Stanislavski closely observed the best actors of the day and developed exercises and techniques based on those observations.
Stanislavski's idea was to give the actor tools for creating realistic emotion on stage. Of course, the actor is always playing something that isn't real. That's the nature of acting. But how do you convey a sense of reality to a made-up circumstance?
Stanislavski's system, as he called it, did transform acting in his own country. And in 1923, the now-famous Moscow Art Theater came to America. No one had seen such realism on stage before. Robert Brustein, author of Letters to a Young Actor, says the effect was electrifying.
The visit of Stanislavski in the Moscow Art Theater in the early 1920s was apparently blew the minds of a number of theater people, but particularly those that started the group theater, and I mean Harold Klorman and Lee Strasberg.
Years later, Lee Strasberg, by then an influential acting teacher, spoke about the effect such performances had on young people in the theater at the time.
That's what led us to create the group theater. That's what led us from then on to try to bring to the American stage the sense of what acting could be, the creative art of acting.
The group theater, founded by Strasberg, Klorman, and Cheryl Crawford in 1931, attracted young idealists intent on creating a theater responsive to the social concerns of the day and open to artistic experimentation. Foster Hirsch says they wanted to do what Stanislavski had done in Moscow.
To set up a repertory company that would do plays of contemporary reality, answering the questions of the Great Depression. But more than that, it was to train the company in a common style of acting, and that style was based on the Stanislavski system. But as it was developed at the group, it became known as the Method.
The group's biggest hits were productions of plays by Clifford Odets, Waiting for Lefty, Awake and Sing, Golden Boy. But when the time came to make a film of Golden Boy, group members were overlooked in favor of Hollywood stars.
You could make all that your carpet to walk on.
You mean by fighting? I thought so, too. No, Lon, I've tried it, and I don't like it. I hate it. A prize fight is an insult to a man's soul. And besides, it might mean the end of my music. I need these for the violin.
By 1941, financial pressures brought an end to the group. Those who could went to Hollywood. Perhaps the most famous was director Ilya Kazan. In the 1950s, Kazan, along with a few others, would testify against former members of the group before the House Un-American Activities Committee. But Kazan would also go on to become one of the most influential directors in Hollywood during that era. It was Kazan, says Hirsch, who was responsible for introducing the world to the young Marlon Brando.
I think the method really became a kind of popular word after the huge success of On the Waterfront in 1954.
I want you to stay away from me.
I don't know what you want me to do, but I ain't gonna do it, so forget it.
I don't want you to do anything. You let your conscience tell you what to do.
Shut up about that conscience. That's all I've been hearing.
I never mentioned the word before. You just stay away from me.
Petey, you love me.
That film and then earlier Streetcar Named Desire represented something new in American film acting. And it was through the influence of the film actors like Brando and Dean and earlier Montgomery Clift that style disseminated into almost all American films. I think it's become the American style.
Those young actors who were responsible for spreading the word about a new kind of acting were learning their craft from the most famous acting teachers of the day. Lee Strasberg, Stella Adler, Sanford Meisner, all founding members of the group theater. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow, the teaching legacy of the group theater. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.